There are thousands of financial advisors out there, but the key is picking the right one, right? You want to know somebody has a lot of experience, someone who has navigated their clients through good times and bad. You want an advisor who can look you in the eye, not a salesman, an advisor, somebody who puts your interests first, someone who listens, someone you can trust. Finally, you want an advisor who can pull everything together, like maximizing your retirement income, reducing your fees and expenses, and managing your investment risk. When everything works together, it's a financial game changer. This is Debbie Monterey. I'm at a team here in St. Louis. They are Ken Heisey and Steve Mahler. Together, they have more than 60 years of experience. For a limited time, get a complimentary, customized retirement analysis by calling 314-328-4400. 314-328-4400.
The following program is paid for by Heisey Advisory Group.
First of all, the taxpayers are footing the bill.
With more than 24-hour financial news programming on television, it's easy to suffer from information overload regarding retirement issues.
But the bottom line, what he's saying is speed counts.
But how many of these programs are helping you and your retirement plan as an individual?
These guys are billionaires for a reason. They invest in different ways.
Fortunately, you've arrived at the right place for a second opinion for your nest egg. Welcome to Your Retirement Highway, featuring the president of Heisey Advisory Group, Ken Heisey, and Steve Mahler, financial advisors with over 60 years of combined experience who specialize in retirement planning. Heisey Advisory Group is here to help you create your roadmap to a successful retirement. Now, here's this week's edition of Your Retirement Highway.
Good morning and welcome to Your Retirement Highway. I'm Ken Heisey and Steve Mahler is with me today, and we're retirement specialists with Heisey Advisory Group. And here at Heisey Advisory Group, we believe that your best is yet to come and you deserve to get good information so that you can make smart choices about your financial planning. So after more than 25 years of helping families plan for their retirement, it's become clear to me that the financial industry as a whole, and Wall Street firms particularly, are failing American families just like you when it comes to your retirement planning. And we're here to help you create your retirement roadmap. We also believe you deserve advice based on your best interest, and we believe that you should enjoy a path toward financial security in any economy. You've worked all your lives to become financially independent. You deserve to enjoy the fruits of your labors. So sit back, take notes, enjoy as we bring you down your retirement highway. And of course, you can always reach out to us at 314-328-4400 with questions or on the web at yourretirementhighway.com. Today, we want to talk a little bit more about taxes and your retirement, kind of taking off from where we were last week. Last week, we were talking about 10,000 baby boomers that are turning age 70 and a half.
That's almost staggeringly hard to believe. So if you're born, I think the years are from 1946 to 1954.
64.
Or 64. What did I say? 54?
Yeah.
So 46
close.
To 64. Yeah, close. So that would put you in the age range of 55 to 73. Guess what? You're a baby boomer.
So if you're in that age group, 55 to 73, this show is all about you and about some of the issues that you're either facing because you're in the latter part of that group, or that you may not even be aware of because you're in the younger part of that group. So buckle up, hang on, because we're going to talk about the impact that taxes are going to have on your retirement plans.
Yeah, so that was kind of going to lead to my next question, which is, why are we talking about this? Why is this so important?
The importance really boils back down to one of the age-old concerns that you all have, and that's the number one fear, running out of money, and not understanding. It's kind of the concept of you don't know what you don't know, and you don't understand how it might impact you until you talk to somebody about it. But we've done a great job as a baby boom generation for most of us, that we've saved very well and for a long time, and we've accumulated, you may have accumulated a lot of wealth in your 401k. We've seen people with 500,000. We've seen people with a million. We've seen many of you with $2 million in your 401ks and or IRAs, but completely unaware of how to manage the taxation of that asset going forward.
Because what we've been doing is what we've been told to do all of these years. Through these working years, we've just been pumping as much money as we possibly can into these deferred accounts, our 401k, our 403b, our IRAs maybe, because that was the conventional wisdom. Get as much money saved in that bucket, and then when you retire, you're going to keep deferring that out as far as possible. And what we're finding is really totally...
Well, it's where I'm talking about where I think the financial industry has failed us, is because they've taught us all along to do this, right? To keep putting money in and filling that tax-deferred bucket with the concept that when we retire, oh, you're going to be in a lower tax bracket. So while you're working, you're in a higher tax bracket. Let's take the tax deduction. We'll pay the tax later when we're in a lower tax.
Right. And some things have changed.
Yeah. It's not your parents' retirement.
Right. That's
right?
For sure.
And these baby boomers, those of you that are between 55 and 73, you're all coming in and you're telling us, hey, I don't want to have less income when I retire. I want to have at least the same income or
more.
Or more, because I want to travel. I want to do things with the kids. I have a much different lifestyle than my parents had when they retired. In fact, I honestly think if it were up to me, I would get rid of the word retirement. Retirement is something our parents did. I think baby boomers should call it repurposement. Because what you're really doing is you're repurposing your life in a different direction.
And I'm not even sure if repurposement is a word, but if it is, it's a
great
word.
It is now.
It is. It's a great word.
I'm putting a copyright on it.
Okay, good. I like that word.
but this is what I'm trying to talk about is, it, for example, we had a person come into the office, and we were working through looking at their plan in our retirement software. And we were seeing and helping them see their required minimum distributions when they hit 70 and a half, and then what it would look like at age 75, maybe what it would look like at age 80. And we took some snapshots along the way, and we did it a couple of different ways. We did it with just a basic 5% assumption in terms of a rate of return, and started to show them that tax impact. And they said that, you know, well, they really probably weren't going to need that income, so they wanted to be a little bit more aggressive. And I said, well, great. If you're going to assume maybe a 7% rate of return, wow, this just made the tax problem
even worse,
right? So kind of conceptually, being too aggressive and getting too big of a return can actually make your tax problems worse as you get along. But what we did was we walked through and showed them some strategies on how to repurpose and when to pay the tax on some of their IRA and 401k. And we were showing them reductions that potentially could be anywhere from $10,000 to $15,000 a year in tax savings.
A year. You said a year.
I said a year.
Yeah.
How many of you are excited when you find a $100 tax savings or a $1,000 tax savings when you do your tax return? How about getting into retirement in your later years and saving $10,000 to $15,000? You have a large potential tax savings if you proactively do some tax planning.
And so this is complicated stuff, and it's not being talked about a lot. So if you're wondering what's the first thing or what's one thing that you can do to, like, you know, kind of get off the dime and maybe start to address this, give us a call, 314-328-4400. Just come in, sit down. Let's take a look at what your potential future tax impact is going to be. And let's look at there and see if there are some strategies that we could possibly employ that are going to lighten that load. I know there will be.
Yeah. So what that is, That's an RMD, required minimum distribution analysis, that we can provide for you. And what that does is it starts to give you ahead of time an idea of what your tax impacts are going to be with required minimum distributions. And what that means to you is you can be more proactive to reduce that tax problem. Listen to what I just said. It means be proactive to reduce that future tax problem.
You're talking about having a plan.
About having a plan. We believe everyone should have a plan. And the question is, are you even aware of that tax impact? Is your advisor aware of that tax impact? Are you even having the conversations about that tax impact?
And I think one of the things that has become very, very evident to us when we sit down with people just like you is that what we're finding is that they are not even having this conversation with their current advisors. Their current advisor isn't even asking them, talking to them about, suggesting to them anything related to tax planning.
Yeah, and that's the conversation you want to be having. What is that impact going to look like? Because traditional planning, and again, another one of the areas I think the financial industry has led people in the wrong direction, is traditional planning has said when you retire, spend your taxable assets first and let those IRAs and 401ks continue to grow. And you know what? Let them grow until you're 70 and a half. Wait until you have to take the money out. Don't pay the tax now. Let that happen later. And so what a lot of people are doing is they're spending their taxable assets. They're in lower tax brackets. They're excited. They're happy. They think their advisor's doing a great job because they don't have a lot of taxes to pay. And boom, you turn 70 and a half. And now you're required to take these distributions. See, I have a different description of what RMD is. I call them raunchy, miserable, and disgusting. Because whether you want this money, whether you want to pay the tax or not, it's coming and you have to pay the tax.
And this was a story you told a few weeks ago that is the comparison between paying the tax on the seed or the crop.
Yeah, absolutely. And a lot of you are choosing to pay the tax on the crop. So are you aware of the future tax impact that taxes could have on your retirement? Does your advisor know? Have you even had the conversation with your financial advisor or tax professional? Maybe that's a subject that they're trying to avoid because they can't do anything for you. I want you to know proper tax planning is essential to your retirement plan, and that's why we make it a priority to help ensure your plan is tax efficient. Don't miss out on potentially saving tens of thousands of dollars or more. Pick up the phone, give us a call, 314-328-4400. That's 314-328-4400. Get your own personal required minimum distribution analysis. Again, 314-328-4400.
You're listening to Your Retirement Highway with Ken Heise and Steve Mahler. Call Heise Advisory Group today at 314-328-4400 to help create your roadmap towards a successful retirement, or visit them online at yourretirementhighway.com. Now, more from Ken and Steve on how to help put your retirement plan into overdrive on KMOX.
Welcome back, everybody. I'm Ken Heise. Steve Mahler is with me again today, and we're retirement specialists with Heise Advisory Group. And we're talking today taxes and your retirement. One of the most favorite subjects of people, especially as we approach April 15th this year, taxes and the impact taxes have. One of the great, great stories, I think, is the new tax law that actually reduced some of the tax bracket rates.
Yeah, so the Trump tax changes, and there's a fancy name for the actual law, and I can never remember what it is. But the important part is that that went into effect in January of 2018, and it lowered the marginal brackets for individuals. And if you remember, without getting too deep into it, the corporate tax cuts were made permanent, but what was the big difference on the personal tax cuts?
Personal tax cuts, they expire in 2025. So, folks, what that means is they're reduced for a short period of time. I call that taxes being on sale. And many of you get these postcards in the mail. Kohl's department stores, one of their big marketing programs is they send this postcard out. And I know many, many of you have received that postcard. And so what do? The postcard comes in the mail, you pull it out. It's got this sticker on it. And if you peel the sticker off, it's going to say that, wow, you get 15% off. And what do you do if your postcard says you get 15% off?
I mean, my wife generally pitches it.
You throw it in the garbage,
right?
Now, if you peel it and it says 20% off, maybe. But if it says 30% off under that sticker, what are you doing?
You're in the car in about 5 minutes.
You're going shopping, and you're going to Kohl's because, wow, it's 30% off. I've got to buy some stuff at Kohl's, right?
And Kohl's cash.
And they even throw in Kohl's cash, right? So when things are on sale, what do we do as Americans? You get out and you take advantage of it and you go shopping. Folks, taxes are on sale today. Buy some taxes.
What do you mean by that?
Exactly.
In jest, but really seriously,
it's counterintuitive to say pay more taxes, because we are all taught on an annual basis to pay as little tax as possible today. But folks, if taxes are on sale, shouldn't we be looking at how to, this is not a real word, but detax or untax our 401ks and IRAs? Let's take a look at, maybe we should be taking more money out. Maybe it's Roth conversions. Maybe it's using Index Universal Life as a solution. But let's pay some taxes now. Get that money shifted from your untaxed or pre-tax bucket to a bucket that is tax-free.
And not only
tax-free now, but tax-free all the way down for the rest of your life.
Yeah, and so as baby boomers, we all remember the Fram oil filter commercial, which the tagline at the end of the commercial was, pay me now or pay me later.
Yeah.
And the thought process here with taxes is that we're in a very low tax environment historically. And if you happen to believe that somewhere down the road, 5 years, 10 years, 15 years, taxes are going to be higher, and of course we have no crystal ball, but in the low environment that we're in, if they are higher, why would you want to wait to pay the taxes later in a higher environment?
Well, here that leads to the most important question of the day.
Which is?
Do you think taxes will be lower 15 years from now? Do you think taxes will be lower, or do you think taxes will be higher 15 years from now? We know, according to current law, taxes will be higher starting in 2025 because the current tax law sunsets and we go back to the old tax brackets. But based on our government spending, based on where our national debt is, in the neighborhood of $22 trillion.
Yep. Unfunded liabilities.
The unfunded liabilities, Social Security, Medicare, and Medicaid. Wow. I mean, the likelihood that taxes are going to be higher down the road is, I think, very, very possible. Now, let's come back to the original financial industry snafu, if you will. Take the tax deductions now because you'll be in lower tax brackets later. So we've got the combination of all you baby boomers that don't want to have a retirement with lower income. You want to have a repurposement with at least the same or more income to do the things you want to do. So if you want the same or more income, and if tax rates are going to be higher in 15 years, what does that mean? That means you're going to be paying more taxes down the road, and we need to start planning for that. We need to find ways to get you tax-free income.
And think of this scenario, and we're seeing this often. So if this is you, just think about this for a minute. So you retire, and we do your income plan, and we determine that, you know, maybe you're lucky enough, you have a pension, you have social. Maybe you don't need your assets to produce income. And along comes age 70 and a half, and 71 and a half, and 72 and a half, and 3 and 4, and now your spouse turns 70. And so you've got all these RMDs coming in. Picture this scenario. You're out there at age 70 or 71 or somewhere in that ballpark, and you're being required to take 20, 30, 40, maybe $50,000 a year.
Of that, money that maybe you don't even want.
You don't need or want. That's the key. And the government is saying, sorry, you've waited to defer these till this time period. It's Fram oil filter, pay me now or pay me later. It's $50,000, $40,000, whatever the number is.
Ronald Reagan was one of my favorite presidents, but he pulled a good one off on us on this one.
86 tax reform is when the RMDs were kind of thrown into that 86 tax reform bill, and nobody knew about it. But we were, what, you know, 30-some-odd years younger, and nobody was paying attention to what RMDs meant.
And so while everyone else is telling you, oh, don't take the money out of those IRAs yet, spend your taxable money, put that off, let that grow until you're 70 and a half. That may have been true 20 years ago, but I got to tell you, if you're not having the conversation with your advisor, if your advisor's not having the conversation with you about how to repurpose the taxation of that asset, that's time to get a second opinion. That's time to reach out and find someone that will have that conversation. Many tax people aren't even having this conversation because most of you are going to a tax person that is doing reactive tax planning. What do I mean by that? All they're doing is taking a look at what you did last year, taking that information, putting it into a tax return, and trying to take advantage of any of the tax laws to reduce the liability on what you did last year. That's reactive. Proactive planning is to take a look at what is your tax situation going to look like 5 years, 10 years, 15 years down the road? What's the impact of required minimum distributions going to have on your tax return? And how do we proactively start to reduce that future tax liability?
And I just want to make one more point about what you said. If you're not having this conversation with your current advisor, you're missing potentially one of the most impactful areas and conversations you can have regarding your retirement. Everybody wants to focus on investment management. What have you got? Let's manage it. I've got some widgets to sell you that will replace some of the widgets you have. But if you're not having the conversation about what the impact of taxes will be on your retirement, you are really seriously missing the boat.
Are you aware of the future impact that taxes could have on your retirement? Does your advisor know? Have you even had the conversation with your financial advisor or tax professional? Proper tax planning is essential to your retirement plan. Even if you have a solid investment plan, you have a solid income plan, tax planning is really important. And that's why we make it a priority to help ensure that your plan is tax efficient. Don't miss out on potentially saving tens of thousands of dollars or more. give us a call. Get your own personal second opinion. Get your own personal required minimum distribution analysis today. The number is 314-328-4400. Again, 314-328-4400.
You're listening to Your Retirement Highway on KMOX with Ken Heise and Steve Mahler of Heise Advisory Group.
So many of you know that Steve's sister, Lori, is my wife, and Lori and I founded the company, Heise Advisory Group. But I want to kind of tell you a little story about shortly after we met, and I was 46 years old. We met later on in life, and I thought, what a great thing to do, cook breakfast for Lori. And so I get up and I'm doing the best I can do because the choices are either a bowl of cereal with some milk in it or scrambled eggs. And I figured, well, let's go large. Let's do scrambled eggs. And so I start cooking up the scrambled eggs the way that I've done for 46 years and thought it was going to be great. And Lori came out and she sees what I'm doing. She goes, you're doing this all wrong. And guys, you know that feeling when your wife tells you, you know, you're doing things wrong. And so you do the proper thing and you listen carefully to what your wife's telling you and you kind of listen. So she starts showing me how she makes scrambled eggs. And the difference was she added a little bit of milk, you know, because we both used scramble up the eggs. We added some cheese, but she added a little bit of milk. And then she added a bunch of seasonings. Some garlic salt and some other seasonings that, I don't know, maybe something I would even put on hamburgers or something. But she puts all these seasonings in, and she cooks them up, and here my eggs are sitting on one plate, and her eggs are sitting on the other plate. And I'm tasting my eggs, and I'm going, yeah, you know, they're pretty good. They're the same way I've been doing them for 46 years. But then I tasted Lori's eggs, and they were like, wow, they were so fluffy. They were so flavorful. They were amazing. And I thought to myself, how have I been doing this the same way for 46 years and I didn't know about doing scrambled eggs this way? And I correlate that a lot like we do with retirement planning. You've been doing things a certain way. You've been investing a certain way. You've been thinking about taxes a certain way for the last 20 or 30 years. But now you're at this point where you're making this transition. And guys, what's the best thing to do? Your wife tells you that there's a better way. What are you supposed to do? You listen and you do it her way, because a happy wife is a happy life. And I correlated that back to what we do in terms of getting that second opinion. You may be doing things the way you've done, and you think it might be the best way to do it, but there may be some things that you don't know about what you don't know and how you could do things better.
So I don't know about how happy you are with your scrambled eggs, but if you're concerned that you haven't gotten the proper advice or proper opinion on the tax impact of your RMDs, give us a call at 314-328-4400 and come on in and get your own personal RMD analysis. We are out of time. Have a great week. We'll be right back here on KMOX.
Investment advisory services offered only by duly registered individuals through AE Wealth Management, LLC, AEWM. AEWM and Heise Advisory Group are not affiliated companies. Heise Advisory Group does not provide tax or legal advice. Investing involves risk, including the potential loss of principal. Any comments regarding safe and secure investments and guaranteed income streams refer only to fixed insurance products. They do not refer in any way to securities or investment advisory products. Fixed insurance and annuity product guarantees are subject to the claims paying ability of the issuing company. This show may include hypothetical examples which are provided for illustrative purposes only and should not be construed as providing advice.
You've been listening to Your Retirement Highway with Ken Heise and Steve Mahler. To get more information or to start creating your retirement roadmap or just for a second opinion, call the team at Heise Advisory Group, 314-328-4400. Or visit them online at yourretirementhighway.com. Join us next week to continue the journey toward retirement.